In the United States, the mayor of Portland has accused federal officers of an egregious overreaction after he was tear-gassed while standing among protesters. There have been 56 days of demonstrations in the city since the death of George Floyd, but tensions have escalated after federal law enforcement officers were sent in. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
This is the moment Portland's mayor Ted Wheeler got a taste of the chaos that's engulfed his city for months.
I'm not going to lie. It stings. It's hard to breathe.
Coughing and wincing, the Democratic mayor spoke to a reporter moments after the crowd he was among got tear-gassed.
I can tell you with 100% honesty, I saw nothing that provoked this response. It's nasty stuff. I'm not afraid, but I am pissed off.
What are you pissed about?
This is a egregious overreaction.
Federal law enforcement officers, now identified as a new Department of Homeland Security unit, flooded his streets last week. He joined the movement last night against the federal agents occupying his city, despite regularly being the target of protesters himself.
This is not a de-escalation strategy. This is flat-out urban warfare. And it's being brought on the people of this country by the President of the United States.
Chicago's next. Donald Trump has ordered hundreds of federal agents to the city in response to 67 shootings, 11 fatal over the weekend, even though they had nothing to do with the protest movement.
For those people in Chicago and other cities where we'll be, help is on its way. That is why we are here today. To answer the pleas of those crying for justice and crying for help.
It's part of the president's new law and order campaign strategy as he seeks to distract from a sinking economy and an out-of-control pandemic just over 3 months out from the presidential poll.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice. We've been doing it, and you've been seeing what's happening.
Other Democratic-held cities are also in his sights. Another 1.4 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. That's another 1.4 million potential reasons why the unrest on the streets is likely to continue. This is Catherine Deese in Washington, reporting for AM.